Hey girl, welcome to Fearless and Unleashed, where we'll learn tips and tricks to live our best life. We are leaving fear behind, ladies, reaching our goals, having some fun while being authentically us. I'm Jeanette Sachs. I'm a mama of three beautiful girls, married to my best friend. I'm a wellness coach and entrepreneur. I'm all about living fearlessly, going after those scary business goals, getting fit while eating ice cream, and simplifying life. I believe when we get out of our own way, we become the best versions of ourselves. So get ready, girl, because we're about to change your life.
Hello, hello there, friend. So we're going to talk about TikTok right now. There's this whole situation about it wanting to be banned, and all creators and people who use it, who have made a business out of it, are freaking out a bit because they're like, what am I going to do? And I've even heard this question myself. What do I do if my business goes away when TikTok is banned? So I want to talk to you about that, okay? I'm going to keep it very simple. I'm going to give you two things that you need to focus on. If you are a listener of this podcast, you know already that I do not recommend for people to be so reliant on social media all like that. It doesn't matter which one it is, because they can all just go away, right? There's so many different things that we can lose being online that can go away. And if you are building your business and you're dependent on the income that these platforms pay you, for example, that's kind of scary if you think about it. Whether we ban it or they take it away and say, okay, everybody in the United States, we're not going to give you access to TikTok anymore, you still lose it either way, right? And so when you're thinking about your business, you have to remember that your business cannot just be reliant on one platform, no matter which one it is, okay? You have to find ways to be able to market in multiple areas and then also have something that you own, whether that's your website or this podcast, for example. You have to own it so that you're able to keep it and not lose it because of whatever reason. So obviously, we'll see what happens with this whole TikTok situation as this continues to develop and we get more information and see where it goes. But I want to give you two ways to continue your business if TikTok does go away. So number one, obviously, is use other social media platforms. That is like the easiest thing. You can do that today if you haven't done it already, which a lot of people do, right? But if you're like, no, I've been on TikTok because that's the one I love, girl, it's time to get onto Instagram, Facebook. I know Facebook is like, when you hear it, even for me, it's like you think of it as ancient times. But the reality is Facebook has billions of users logging in every single day. That is just the reality. That's why it never goes away, right? And so you have to think about other platforms. Think about Pinterest. Think about creating your website, right? So that you have somewhere to send your people. Remember your email list. Start growing your email list so that you can also talk to your customers and your audience through email. A lot of people buy actually from email. But it's time for you to start putting your content in other platforms. YouTube is another one. My favorite one. Podcasting is another one. Number two is extremely important. I'm just going to tell you right now, you need to create your own product, okay? Product that you can sell everywhere. The biggest concern that I see from creators is the creators who use TikTok and monetize on TikTok, and their income comes from TikTok, from creating content, right? So they're like super nervous because they're thinking, if the account goes away, I lose my income. You guys, I just want to say this again, okay? It is very scary if your entire livelihood is coming by being paid from a social media app, okay? Because as soon as it's shut down, or they decide they're no longer going to have the app, or it's glitching that day. How many times do we see that happen, right? It's glitching. So now you're not making any sales. It is scary. And it's not a good business strategy, okay? We need to understand that. Is it a great tool? Absolutely. Can it connect you to so many people? Yes. Those are the good things about social media. But realistically speaking, it's not a good business strategy long term to just depend on that only and not have a solid foundation for your business. So you have to create your own product and have a platform that you own that you can market it and put it up there so people can buy it. So say, for example, let me give you a worst case scenario. Say TikTok goes away, Instagram goes away, Facebook goes away, right? Let's just say they all get shut down, but you have been growing your email list. So you can still connect with your people through email. You can still market your products through email. You have a website. So now you send out an email like, hey, so all of this stuff went away, but I'm still here. Here's what's coming up. Here is a coaching workshop that I have going on. It is open for you to join. You send out the email. Your people get it in their email. They click on the link. They go into your website and they book you. Did Instagram and Facebook and all the social media have anything to do with that process? No, it didn't. You own your email, right? You own your website and you own your email list. So if you haven't done this yet, I strongly encourage you to do it. Don't wait until something goes away. Don't wait until social media crashes. Don't wait until whatever happens. Think about the future. Think about if worst case scenarios this happens, how do I continue to run my business? And that's the best way to do it, okay? So create your own product. When I say that, what do I mean? Don't depend on being paid by TikTok. Create something that you can offer that has been life-changing to you, that you're really good at, that you can teach other people, and sell that. You know, I think that sometimes, and don't get me wrong, I think that all the different opportunities out there that people can take to earn income online, they're amazing, right? It's so much fun to be able to go, oh, let me work with brands, let me do this, let me go and create content and grow an audience. It's hard. It's not easy growing an audience. And if you're going to take that route, you have to focus on the excruciating process of growing an audience. Everybody hates it. Nobody has fun with it because the algorithm is just whack. But if that's what you're going to decide to do, you're growing an audience, you're putting so much work into it so that you are able to monetize that content, right? That audience, get a large audience that's going to help you make income online. So there's so many different ways that people can do that, and that's great. But I want you to think differently about your business. I want you to think about when that goes away, what are you left with? Are you left with a business, or was this just like this fun opportunity that came up and the moment something happened, it went away, you lost it? That's what I think about when I think about influencers. That's great that we can work with brands. That's great that we can do this. But what if it all goes away? What do you have? What is your business? You don't have one. Right? That's the reality. You don't have one. So create your own product that you can sell anywhere, no matter what platform comes and goes. You can walk down the street and your neighbor could be like, hey, I haven't seen you in a minute. How are things going? Oh, nothing. Just been working, taking care of the family, you know. Oh, what do you do for work? You tell them what it is. Oh, wow, I actually need that. Can I get that product or how do I book you? Oh, just go to my website. Boom. Your website's there. They can go on it. They can book you for a coaching session. They can buy your product. They can buy your course. I promise you, it's a lot of work setting it up. There's a lot that goes into it. But I promise you, the anxiety that goes away from the unknown of losing social media, the stress that goes away, how much more simple running your business is going to be that way. It is just amazing. So I encourage you to focus on doing that if you haven't already. And if you're like, man, I was nervous about TikTok. Don't be nervous. Here is the reality. Things come and go. How many apps have came and people say, oh, this is the new greatest thing. And then they go away, right? How many times has that happened? A lot. There's a lot of apps that have came that have gone viral. But then at the end of the day, they go away. Nobody uses them that much anymore. Some people stay, most go. And so that's going to happen no matter what. You have to just accept that things are going to happen. But if you set yourself up with a good foundation, you're going to put yourself in a position where no matter what happens, you're going to be able to pivot. You're going to be able to change certain things, but continue, right? The only time where it's kind of scary is what I said. If you're really not setting up that foundation and you're only dependent on this one app, this is where you got your money from and it went away and now you have no money. You have no income coming in. You have no business because you didn't develop the skills for your own thing and you depended on this app that went away. Don't do that to yourself, okay? So before it goes away, if it does, because we don't know yet, just start showing up in other social media apps, but also start creating your own product using platforms that you own and make this process a lot more secure for your business. It's going to help you in the long run. And as you change, as you grow, as you pivot in your business, if you want to offer something new, your foundation, the system that you follow is already going to be set up. So implementing new things is going to be a breeze compared to not having anything set up and having to figure it out every time. All right, friend, that is what I have for you today. I hope you found it helpful. Take care, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hey girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, I would really appreciate it if you took a minute to head over to Fearless and Unleashed on iTunes and leave a review and subscribe to the show so you're notified when the episodes drop. Also, I'd love to connect over on social media, so head over to Instagram and say hi. You can find me at Jeanette Sachs or find the link below in the show notes. Okay, friend, go out and be fearlessly you. I'll see you soon.